1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The Republicans' majority in the House got smaller. Centrist Democrat Tom Suozzi won a special election to fill out the term of a Republican who was kicked out of office.
Voters braved the snow to deliver Democrats a decisive win in the House of Representatives, albeit temporary. Suozzi flipped New York's 3rd Congressional District blue, backed from now disgraced Republican George Santos, who was kicked out of office. Once sworn in, Suozzi will serve the rest of Santos's term. But this seat is back up again with the rest of all the other House seats in November.
ABC's Brittany Shepard. Voting 214 to 213, the House impeached Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas for, they say, not addressing the southern border situation, despite rejecting a Senate plan to do just that. The government reported inflation increased to an annual rate of 3.1% in January, still well above the Federal Reserve's target of 2% before any interest rate cuts. This is ABC News. Israel and Hamas said to be making progress toward another ceasefire and hostage release deal.
The negotiations are apparently ongoing, and there are several parties that are part of this, including a delegation from Israel, and that is an encouraging sign, especially for the families who have been waiting for word on their loved ones. But in terms of specific progress, we don't know at this point, but it does give some bit of hope.
ABC's Marcus Moore in Tel Aviv. Wichita police busted Ricky Aldretti in the theft and destruction of a statue of Jackie Robinson. Lieutenant Aaron Moses says Aldretti's won't be the last arrest.
We know from the surveillance video that there were at least three individuals there when the statue was taken, and we know it was taken somewhere where other individuals were present.
The statue destroyed, found smoldering in a trash can. Motivation?
Our investigation has led us to be very confident that it was not a race-related crime. Instead, it was due to financial gain for common metal.
Sold for scrap. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Wow, that's hot.
Honey, what are you doing?
The Madison market is hot right now. I think we should sell.
You're looking too?
Who's that top 10 team with the best results?
The Aaron Weber Group. I heard they can get us the best price. They're constantly updating their market reports and can give us an instant property value quote.
It says here, easy and convenient virtual or in-person meetings. I know what I'm getting you for Valentine's Day. A new home.
Oh, baby, that is hot.
The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber. Move to Madison.com.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wayeho. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers' proposed district boundaries for the state legislature are on their way to his desk after passing both houses of the legislature Tuesday afternoon. Evers has said he'd sign the bill, and that would effectively close the maps lawsuit before the state Supreme Court. The new maps would place 6 incumbent state senators and 15 state representatives in the same district ahead of this fall's elections. Local election officials in Wisconsin are preparing for safe and secure voting this year, but some say the state should do more to meet the growing demand for absentee and early voting.
The funding that we receive from the state and from the federal government hasn't increased to accommodate any of that.
Mayor Beth Witzel Bell is the city clerk in Madison. Advocates say it would take $53 billion to modernize the election system across the country. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
High school hockey tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The WIAA Boys and Girls State High School Hockey Tournaments begin in locations across the state. Later this week will be the regionals, followed by the sectionals. The finalists will head to Middleton, Wisconsin at the end of the month for the state finals. The Wisconsin Girls Hockey Tournament, 23 years old. The boys in its 54th year. NBA, the Bucks getting it together with another win. This time 112-95 over the Denver Nuggets at 5-serve form. Marquette's men's basketball learned that they're They're now ranked 5th in the nation. They are looking for their 8th win in a row in a rematch at Butler. Wisconsin is at home against Ohio State. The Badgers looking to snap a 4-game losing streak that cost them in the rankings, dropping from 11th to 20th in the nation. Head coach Greg Gard.
As I told the team the other day, you want your shooting percentage to go up, take better shots. It's not, we're not unveiling anything here super scientific. Just get good shots.
That's Badgers head coach Greg Gard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll see some clearing in the overnight with lows in the mid-20s, light winds. On Wednesday, more clouds all the way with highs in the mid-40s. Rain, then some snow Wednesday night. Any kind of accumulation will be an inch or less. Right now, it's 28.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. Broadcasting from Civic Media Global Headquarters on State Street, this is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Trump echoing Hitler's final solution rhetoric. Mark Sumner writing about this over at Daily Kos, and it's a great piece. It's well worth reading. This has become a tradition in American politics, the one where major media outlets fixate on some perceived flaw in a Democratic candidate while ignoring a Republican threatening to bring on an end of the Republic. And this time, Mark Sumner notes, with a side order of World War III. Trump spoke at a NRA event Friday night last week, and besides bragging that during his time at the White House, I did nothing to control guns in any way, right? He also promised a door-to-door effort to collect migrants and put millions of them in enormous detention camps within moments. That's a verbatim quote, within moments of taking office. He also said they, we don't know who they is, presumably the globalists that he says he's going to take out. Globalists is typically right-wing code language for Jews. He says they would change Pennsylvania's name, and he had personally witnessed a migrant stealing a refrigerator. Really? How do you do that? How do you steal a refrigerator? I don't know. Anyhow, the most frightening thing, I mean, Trump, maybe he's never seen a refrigerator. You know, he's lived a rich man's life. He's always had, you know, cooks and chefs and people who bring the food to him and probably never walks into the kitchen. I doubt he has any idea how much a refrigerator weighs. But Sumner points out the most frightening thing of all may be the complicit silence of the American press. And I think that this is, a really important point. And it's absolutely true. That, you go back to 11 days before the 2016 election, the front page of the New York Times, the top half, the above the fold, was three stories about Hillary's emails because of James Comey's press conference. I mean, Comey's press conference sabotaged Hillary Clinton and handed the White House to Donald Trump, along with all of the, you know, over 100 million impressions, I'd have to go back and look at the exact numbers, that were generated in social media by the Russian troll farms. But the national press just basically pretty much not talking about Trump and very much embracing this idea that there's something wrong with Biden, specifically his age. Justin Rosario, I think, one of the guys, anyhow, writing over at the Daily Banter, Ben Cohen's newsletter. Ben's been a guest on this program many times. Daily Banter is over on Substack also. Writing this morning about how he believes it's a plot that has been going on for years and years and years, that the media makes the most money when you have horse race elections. And so, you know, they spend 6, 8, 9 months leading up to the election trying to lift the underdog, which is almost always a Republican, because Republican policies are just generally not all that popular. You know, cut taxes on billionaires, allow more poison and pollution in our water and air. Give big corporations the permission to wipe out small businesses. I mean, just these Republican, privatize Social Security and Medicare. These policies just are not that popular. So, you know, lifting up Donald Trump as opposed, or cutting down, actually, Hillary Clinton in 2016 was a major project of the New York Times, according to the Daily Banter. And I think it certainly looks that way. Mark Sumner points out Trump isn't promising a final solution to the Jewish problem, which is what that was Hitler's line. Instead, he's promising, and his phrase is, a final battle rather than a final solution to, and I quote Donald Trump, to drive out the globalists, end quote. Well, again, you know, globalists is one of the more common ways that people on the hard right refer to Jewish people. And Jewish businessmen in particular, politicians. He says, this is his stump speech. Donald Trump says this at the end of every one of his rallies now. It's, you know, right out of the prompter. He says, with you at my side, we will demolish the deep state. Now, keep in mind, the deep state is our government. Donald Trump is promising he's going to take down the American government. He goes on to say, we will expel the warmongers. Well, who's that? I mean, you know, Vladimir Putin is the only guy that I know of right now who is, like, aggressively, actively trying to seize other countries. He's gone after Ukraine. In his long, rambling conversation with Tucker Carlson, repeatedly he talked about Poland in a way that suggests that he thinks that Poland should be next on his, you know, in his sights. Anyhow, back to Trump. He says, we will drive out the globalists. Again, I ask, who's he talking about? He says, we will cast out the communists. You know, I did this years ago on this program. This was the last time somebody was talking about the communists. I think it was during the Bush administration. And so I got the president of the Communist Party of the United States on this program. If you've been listening for a lot, I mean, this is like 15 years ago or more. And I was like, you know, so you're the president of the communists, you know, the head of the Communist Party of USA. He's like, yep, we're doing well. And I said, well, how many members do you have? And he says, well, I think we're up to, what was the number, Sean? Like 3,000, 3,500, something like that. Yeah, maybe 35,000. It was some pathetic number, right? I mean, there's no communists left in America. You've got a few people who call themselves Marxists, you know, maybe, but. They're not really even communists. So anyhow, this is just Trump. You know, we're going to cast out the communists. He goes on to say, we will throw off the political class that hates our country. Oh, really? You're going to get rid of the Republican Party? He says, we will beat the Democrats. Right, we'll see. He says, we will rout the fake news media. Yes, he has promised that people like me will end up in prison or in one of his concentration camps if he becomes president. And I'm taking it as word for it. You know, if Donald Trump gets elected president in November of this year, Louise and I are going to have some really serious decisions to make. It's, you know, and I think everybody in the media is. You know, do we flee the country or not? Now, I'm saying that half tongue in cheek. I intend to stay and fight and continue speaking. But the media did not fare well. I mean, reporters in Hungary found themselves in jail after Viktor Orban took over. Reporters in Russia are in prison right now. Reporters in the Philippines were taken down when Duterte came to power. Reporters in Brazil, Jair Bolsonaro, you know, put them in jail. So he says he's going to do that. He says, we will expose and appropriately deal with the rhinos, the Republicans in name only. Appropriately deal with? I mean, this is authoritarian 101. We will evict Joe Biden from the White House. Well, you know, I suppose you could say that's political, you know, over-the-top political rhetoric. And then he goes on to say, and we will liberate America from these villains and scoundrels once and for all. Once and for all? Really? You're going to eliminate us? Yeah, that is what Hitler was saying he was going to do. He had a final solution. Trump has a final battle. As Mark Sumner points out, these are not some random one-off firing of Trump's jagged synapses This is his standard closing. This is his promise to the nation. And Mark goes on to say there is a word for what Trump is promising when he says he wants to expel, drive out, cast out, throw off, rout, and evict. That word is pogrom. And then, you know, to compound that, he comes out the following day on Saturday and says he wants to let Russia do whatever the hell they want with NATO countries. But still, after this speech on Friday night, literally echoing Hitler, as Mark Sumner points out, still the front page of the New York Times on Saturday morning had three stories about President Joe Biden's age and nothing about Trump's repeated threats or his claim that they were out to get Pennsylvania. You got Lindsey Graham saying, give me a break. I mean, it's Trump, right? Don't pay attention to what he says. Marco Rubio, I have zero concern. Retired General Keith Kellogg, I don't think it's encouragement at all. We all know what he means. Right, that dismissive attitude of the press about Republicans calling for basically the end of the republic or the end of the idea of America as a multicultural, multiracial, functioning democracy. Now, I get the argument. We're not a democracy anymore. We're actually an oligarchy. In fact, I make that argument regularly. Jimmy Carter made that argument on this program about 7 years ago. But that said, we still have the features of a democracy, and I think we can restore our democracy. We'll be right back. It's 16 minutes past the hour.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
I got a crazy alert for you about cannibalism. It's just so weird, and I'll pick up your calls. Stay with us.
On air, whether you're 92.7 megahertz frequency modulation,
streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app,
Mad Radio, 92.7 WMDX.
When I first fed my dogs Blue and Chewy, Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty, I knew they would love it. After all, it's freeze-dried raw dog food that's full of real turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. What's not to love? But I was totally surprised by how much healthier and happier my dogs seemed after we made the switch. The biggest change for Blue and Chewy was that they went from a few extra pounds to being more fit, and we could tell that they look better and they feel better. The ingredients in Nature's Blend are that wholesome. Plus, I love it that it doesn't contain any artificial preservatives, how it's dry to the touch so there's no mess, and how it's shelf-stable so I don't need to keep it in the fridge. I know you'll love how convenient and healthy Nature's Blend is for your dog. My listeners can get up to 54% off the first Nature's Blend order, plus a free bag of premium beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. Text THOM to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Matt Nair on air.
Want to thank our previous guest, Bob Bonadour from the Milwaukee Planetarium. He's so knowledgeable and obviously loves what he does.
Yeah, because he gets to talk about space all the time. I'm not kidding you. I have watched videos about space and have started to cry. It's so flippin' beautiful to me.
Well, we found your birds.
Yes, space is my birds.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays at 11 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
I heard that new promo featuring Earl and Sandy Williams talking about being influencers. Now I cannot get the vision out of my head of those two doing TikToks.
I think we should do a series of videos of Calvin teaching them how to be influencers, like teaching them how to dance.
I'm not going to say I don't dance, but I'm not a good dancer, so I don't know.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays at 11 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
It's 2024. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you live across the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Jane Matt Nair.
And I'm Greg Bach.
Join us Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon as we break down the news and share some laughs along the way.
We're talking to politicians, we're talking to community leaders, and we're talking to anyone who has a story.
And we occasionally get a visit from an umbrella cockatoo. Join Matt Nair on
on air 11 to noon
on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX 1580 AM.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. Earl Ingram.
My special guest is the curator and founder of Wisconsin's Black Historical Society, none other than Claiborne Benson.
I want people to know that Wisconsin has a beautiful, rich African-American history. Many people think that King's celebration and all of those other kinds of things are more important. They occurred in Wisconsin as well, and we've impacted the entire nation.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Jim from Racine, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jim.
I voted for Reagan back in the day. I guess I've been supporting more of the Democratic Party for the last 40 years or so, but people going to say, oh, man, she's a Republican. She's a Democrat. She's whatever. I'm a human being. All these other things aren't important. We need to unite against a bigger threat. I think the threat is us becoming a dictatorship.
Right. They want us the to last hours of ancient sunlight, the fate of the world, and what we can do before it's too late by Tom Hartman. In bookstores everywhere.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. February is Heart Health Month, and I encourage you to take those steps to improve your heart health, right? More than half the population of this country would benefit from blood pressure support. I know I do. That's why I take Superbeats. Superbeats Heart Chews are the number one doctor, pharmacist, and cardiologist recommended way to support healthy blood pressure. They even promote heart-healthy energy without the stimulants. Compared to the healthy lifestyle, the antioxidants in Superbeats are clinically shown to be nearly two times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. And with over 40,000 five-star reviews and counting, people are raving about Superbeats Heart Chews. Because I want to be healthy, I've been using Superbeats Heart Chews for almost a decade. Support your heart health with Superbeats Heart Chews and get a free one-month supply of Superbeats Heart Chews on all bundles and a free full-size bag of turmeric chews valued at $25 with your order by going to tomlovesbeats.com. Yes, it's a brand new website. And it's true, I do love Beats, and I love Super Beats, and that's what this is all about, Super Beats. T-H-O-M loves B-E-E-T-S dot com. You got to check it out. It's amazing. TomLovesBeats.com. Welcome back. 22 minutes past the hour. So strange things going on in Idaho, the state next door to us. This Idaho state representative, her name is Heather Scott, introduced a bill last Thursday to expand the definition of cannibalism. Now, it turns out Idaho is the only state in the union that already explicitly outlaws cannibalism. You would think that this would not be a problem. Before you eat somebody, you have to kill them, presumably. So usually the murder laws take care of, you know, things like cannibalism. But she's quite concerned about this, and she's the Idaho Freedom Caucus's co-chair, so of course she's going to be a little wacky, right? That just tells you right off the top. And but what got her going was she was on a plane and she watched a video clip on this TV show on the plane where people were being fed sausage, and then after they ate the sausage, they were told that it was made from human body parts. And they would start barfing and stuff and freaking out. And it was just a prank show. I mean, nobody was actually eating humans. But this, she saw this on a plane, and she got all bent out of shape about it. And then she discovered that, in 2017, she had claimed that the only way women in the House of Representatives in Idaho could get any kind of leadership position was to, quote, spread their legs. And she also wanted to get the Bible taught in schools and Sharia law outlawed. But so that was number one. And then number two, she said that the second reason why she wanted to expand the definition of cannibalism in the Idaho state law is, and this is a quote from her, She said, quote, in 2019, I heard that Washington State was starting to do human composting, and that disturbed me. Right. Well, you know, not just Washington State, Colorado, Oregon, Vermont, and California have all legalized human composting, which is basically, you know, you get buried without a coffin, you know, and or you get, I don't know, you get turned into compost. And apparently she thinks that if you take human compost and use it to fertilize your garden, that you're a cannibal or something. Don't eat that tomato. That looks like blood or sack. Anyway, what can you do? It's Idaho, and they're, you know, it's the Freedom Caucus. It's Republicans. All right, let's pick up your calls and see what's on your mind today. David in North Miami Beach, Florida. Hey, David, what's up?
I guess I'll follow that. Right.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Good luck, David.
Good, bad, the ugly. Right. So it's good that Congress may have an end run around Mike Johnson to protect aid to Ukraine.
You're talking about the possibility of a discharge petition.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But it's bad that for every sane person like Biden or Pelosi at 80 plus, there's how many that are dysfunctional that we have to fight against, including a certain number of U.S. senators. The ugly being that if Hillary had been president in 2017, Hillary Care included mental parity. So we might have had fewer dysfunctionals in places of power. But my modest proposal is we take all the billionaires and we declare them incompetent, like the Osage Natives were in the movie Killers of the Flower Moon. Because clearly, if you're a billionaire, that has to make you dysfunctional. Doesn't, given the billionaires that seem to be destroying San Francisco and other centers of power.
Interesting.
Does their isolation make them incompetent?
I've
used the shorthand Lord Grantham.
I got it. I kind of doubt it, but my personal preference is simply to go back to what we know works. You know, in 1980, the year before Reagan took office in 81. In 1980, the average CEO salary was 30 times that of the workers, and CEOs lived in the same neighborhoods as their employees, and we didn't have a problem with billion. There was only 6 billionaires in America, and they were barely billionaires. But Reagan's reinvention of our tax code has led to this massive shift in wealth in the United States, where we've gone from two-thirds of us being in the middle class to about 43% of us being in the middle class, and the billionaire class basically taking over the country, certainly taking over the politics of the country. Bring back the 74% top tax rate.
Billionaires will be hired by them.
Yeah, yeah. It's interesting. It's I'm a fan of the no billionaire movement. In fact, at one time I had the no billionaire website, but I abandoned it. But I get it. I'm with you. If you can't get by on $1 billion, hell, if you can't get by on $100 million, you got a problem.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
And your country has a problem, too. We'll be back with your calls right after this. Stay with us.
We're not sure what's better out on State Randall's or hanging out on the lakes. Just hanging out at the farmer's market. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Have you ever wondered how some people manage to defy age and stay incredibly active into their golden years? Just ask Chuck Norris, 83 years old and looks amazing, still kicking, punching, and feeling great. Chuck Norris's key to longevity started when he created a formula called Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements into one. And when it comes to health, this has been a real game changer for a lot of us. I love it. Morning Kick isn't your average drink. It's a powerful new formula that helps support joints, gives you energy, and makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help shed those extra pounds and prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, go to roundhouseprovisions.com. That's roundhouseprovisions.com. Use the code EASY or text EASY to 511-511 and claim 40% off and a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. So text EASY to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, If you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair, when you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-256-1842. 800-256-1842. 800-256-1842. That's 800-256-1842.
There's nothing better than the Vila Zoo and the Old Brick Gardens.
Except maybe Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The Republicans' majority in the House got smaller. Centrist Democrat Tom Suozzi won a special election to fill out the term of a Republican who was kicked out of office.
Voters braved the snow to deliver Democrats a decisive win in the House of Representatives, albeit temporary. Suozzi flipped New York's 3rd Congressional District blue, back from now disgraced Republican George Santos, who was kicked out of office. Once sworn in, Suozzi will serve the rest of Santos's term. But this seat is back up again with the rest of all the other House seats in November.
ABC's Brittany Shepard. Voting 214 to 213, the House impeached Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas for, they say, not addressing the southern border situation, despite rejecting a Senate plan to do just that. The government reported inflation increased to an annual rate of 3.1% in January, still well above the Federal Reserve's target of 2% before any interest rate cuts. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehow. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin has lost nearly 18% of its bus drivers over the past two decades. The Wisconsin Policy Forum found that there were around 14,000 licensed bus drivers in 2022. That's about 3,000 fewer drivers than in 2007. They say that an aging workforce is causing the decline, and it's likely to get worse in the coming years as more drivers decide to retire. Governor Evers says conditions are improving in Wisconsin prisons. Evers partially lifted lockdowns in November that had been in place since spring. The lockdowns happened because prisons are short-staffed. Evers recently visited the state prison in Green Bay.
Is everything perfect there? Absolutely not. Are people doing the best they can under the circumstances? Absolutely, yes.
Evers tells WYSN-TV's Upfront that more people are training to be prison guards since the state raised the pay last summer. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Todd Allbus Show.
I'm Trigvi Olson. Steven from Green Bay, go ahead.
The city of Green Bay is one of the best places in Wisconsin to live. Plenty of people that are Wisconsin nice.
Totally agree. Green Bay is kind of swing territory between the two parties, but people in Green Bay work together. I mean, people aren't asking themselves, am I wearing a red hat or a blue hat? They're wearing green and gold hats.
The Todd Allbus Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll see some clearing in the overnight with lows in the mid-20s, light winds. On Wednesday, more clouds all the way with highs in the mid-40s. Rain, then some snow Wednesday night. Any kind of accumulation will be an inch or less. Right now, it's 28.
The Todd Allbus Show.
You look at Taylor Swift. She fought off the bitterness of defeat when she lost her records, when she was kind of duped by a manager. People who told her she'd never amount to anything. But it doesn't matter if you like her music or not. I'm a fan of anyone. Doesn't matter whether they're an artist or an athlete or just a common Jane or Joe. If you've overcome something in your life, you're a winner. If you've made it through, that's what it's all about.
The Todd Allbus Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Your home for the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
I like your stories and your reporting. Great show.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Now, do it for yourself or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartman.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support. from international trade policy to immigration policy to housing. We've got all kinds of topics. The wars between Republicans and Democrats, the Republican efforts to induce fascism in the United States. A great selection of opinions will be found over at HartmanReport.com. When I first fed my dogs, Blue and Chewbacca, Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty, I knew they'd love it. I mean, after all, it's a freeze-dried raw dog food that's full of real turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. What's not to love, right? But I was totally surprised by how much healthier and happier my dogs seemed after we made the switch. I mean, they lost weight, they got healthier, their coats are shinier, they have a spring in their step. The ingredients in Nature's Blend are that wholesome. Plus, I love that it doesn't contain any artificial preservatives, how it's dry to the touch so there's no mess, and how it's shelf-stable so I don't need to keep it in the fridge. I know you'll love how convenient and healthy Nature's Blend is for your dog. And I can get you up to 54% off your first Nature's Blend order, plus a free bag of premium beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. A dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. That's drmartypets.com/THOM. drmartypets.com/Tom. Welcome back. 35 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. Lisa in Nashville, Tennessee. Hey, Lisa, what's up?
Hey, I was listening to you talking about RFK Jr., and, you know, we're all having fun watching, like, Carrie Lake and Elise Stefanik jockeying for the vice president slot, but I think Trump is going to ask RFK Jr. to be vice president. What do you think? I think he would love to be part of that legacy. You know, he buys all of his legitimacy, Trump does. He would love to buy into the Camelot myth and love to buy into the Kennedy family legacy. So that's what I'm thinking. So, sorry, what do you think?
I think your analysis has a lot going for it, Lisa. I have one argument against it, but just to go along with your argument, there is a story out there, and I don't know where it came from. Excuse me. I don't know if it came out of the Kennedy campaign or what, that the Trump campaign has reached out to Bobby Kennedy about being vice president, and he turned it down. I can't verify that. It's just, you know, I've seen it a couple of times in the press. The reason why I think Trump won't select Bobby as his running mate is because Trump can't deal with people who are not, you know, he's an alpha. He has to have a beta. He's got to have somebody who's right. Submissive. Mike Pence was submissive. Elise Stefanik is submissive to Trump. Bobby Kennedy is also alpha. He's a guy who stands on his own two feet or whatever. I lack a metaphor here, but he's somebody who's not going to just do something because Donald Trump tells him to. And so I think as much as Trump would love, go ahead.
With all of Bobby's anti-vax stuff and just the fact that his campaign is being financed by, you know, primarily Republicans, kind of made me wonder maybe he is, you know, just arrogant enough to think that he can tame the bear or tame the beast or not succumb to pressure.
Yeah.
But I'm kind of wondering how much, you know, kind of that kind of fortitude he actually does have.
We'll just have to wait and see. But like I said, I'm skeptical that Trump would go in that direction. Also, you know, yes. Bobby's been a Democrat his whole life. Well, of course, Trump was a Democrat his whole life. I don't know, but I think that, you know, those are the two arguments. On the one hand, yes, I'm sure Trump would love to have a piece of Camelot. On the other hand, I just think that he's very suspicious of anybody that, you know, might stand up to him. He had way too much of that when he was president for 4 years with people like Madison, Milley, and I don't think he wants it again, but we'll see. Lisa, thank you. Thank you for the call. Vicki in Gilmanton, Wisconsin. Hey, Vicki, what's on your mind today?
Well, personally, I think all billionaires are mentally ill, but I'll go on with my listening to Lawrence O'Donnell last night saying that Joe Biden at his worst is better than Trump at his very best. And he pointed out Franklin Delano Roosevelt and what he did, being suffering from polio and being very, very sick, and all the things that he did. Well, he was very ill and near death. And Dwight Eisenhower, who suffered from a heart attack before he took office, it took him like 3 months to take over office, and all that he did.
Right, and he had another heart attack in 59, too. He put Nixon in charge for a short while.
Oh, yay. But Lawrence O'Donnell said he also pointed out the Eastern newspapers who are making money off old Joe Biden.
Yeah. Yeah. How is that?
Interesting.
What do you mean? You mean
all the headlines. Yeah, oh, my God, headlines. He showed a graph where anything that anyone said about Joe Biden slipping up or forgetting something or whatever filled their front pages.
Yeah.
And then anything that anybody said about Trump was way down in the numbers pages.
Yeah, Vicki, did you catch Jon Stewart's debut with the Daily Show last night?
I did.
I thought his point that it's up to Biden now to put himself out there. One of the reasons that so many people believe all of Trump's lies is that he literally went on television every day to tell those lies. And repetition matters.
Exactly.
Repetition really matters.
Well,
and it helps if you've got the
truth. Obama needs to get out there. Clinton needs to get out there and really stump after August and really saturate the
Biden came out and gave a speech today based on, you know, the Senate passing that legislation. If he's, he needs to be pulling a press conference like that every single day from now until November 5th.
I agree. As well as others who can see through what the newspapers and media are doing.
Yeah, I agree with that too. But principally, we need to start seeing Joe Biden so frequently that we get used to his dealing with his stutter. We get used to his occasionally, mixing people up. I mean, this isn't unique to 80-year-olds. 30-year-olds do that, right? And it all becomes normal, just like, Trump's rhetoric has become normalized because we see it so often. And we need to, and Biden's, frankly, his incompetence when it comes to public speaking, which has been the curse of his political career. Because he's a stutterer.
Mm-hmm.
That needs to be normalized. And the way you normalize things is by repetition, by repeated exposure. So,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Vicki, thank you. Thank you. Spot on. Paula in Redding, California. Hey, Paula, what's up?
Hi, Tom. I'd like to share this with the public. My mother-in-law had the rare opportunity of spending time watching Hitler's speeches and also Donald Trump's. And she happened to be the cute kindergartner picked out to deliver flowers, and they had to sit near the head of the parade.
To deliver flowers to Hitler?
Yes.
Whoa.
And then she ended up in forced labor camp, ages 7 through 15.
Wow.
It's a long and complicated story, yes. but I can walk into her house during Trump's first campaign, and she had the sound off. She was crying, and she said, he's identical to Hitler. His mannerisms, his speaking style, everything is happening again. I can't stand it.
Yeah.
And then she had her son look at, some old newsreels and everything and showed me. If anybody has any doubt about his slavish devotion to Hitler, they should do the same, because apparently he studied Hitler's speaking style. He studied his mannerisms, and it was uncanny.
That's interesting. I know that his wife, his first wife Ivana, said that he kept a collection of Trump's or of Hitler's speeches on his bedstand next to his bed.
I've heard from somebody who should know that it's the only book that Trump has actually read.
Yeah. Wow.
All right. So it's a joke.
Yeah, well, it might not be a joke, though. I mean, that's a bizarre thing. I think Tony, what's his name? Tony Schwartz wrote his ghostwriter for Art of the Deal. I may be misremembering this, but I have a recollection of Tony Schwartz on a TV show being interviewed saying that, to the best of his knowledge, Trump didn't even read Art of the Deal after Schwartz wrote it, that he just kind of rubber stamped it, that Trump just doesn't read anything. But
there are interesting parallels in that many people think that Hitler had brainstem tuberculosis that fueled his madness. And from observing Trump as somebody who's a special ed teacher for 30 plus years, et cetera, even very early on, he appeared to have some, let's call them neurological differences.
What does that mean?
Anyway, I won't go into details of what I think is wrong with him, but I guess it takes a madman to try to...
to destroy the world. I think you're right. I think you're right, Paula. And I agree with your diagnosis that Trump is a madman. Paula, thank you for the call. And I think, I mean, you know, it's kind of a grim story about your mother-in-law, but thank you for sharing that. That's very thoughtful. It's 45 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. It's the Tom Hartman Program. Talk media for the sane among us. Yes, there are some of us still here and still sane, I think. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Right back with your calls in just a moment. It's the True People's Media.
Broadcasting from the city where the official bird is the plastic named Flamingos. It's Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
February is Heart Health Month, and I encourage you and those you care about to take steps to improve your heart health. More than half the population would still benefit from blood pressure support. Superbeats Heart Chews are the number one doctor, pharmacist, and cardiologist recommended way to support healthy blood pressure, and they even promote heart-healthy energy without the stimulants. Paired with a healthy lifestyle, the antioxidants in Superbeats are clinically shown to be nearly two times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. And with over 40,000 five-star reviews and counting, people are raving about Superbeats Heart Chews. I want to be healthy. I've been using Superbeats Heart Chews for years. I take them every night. So support your heart health with Superbeats Heart Chews. You get a free one-month supply of Superbeats Heart Chews on all bundles and a free full-size bag of turmeric chews valued at $25 with your order by going to TomLovesBeats.com. Yep, T-H-O-M, loves, B-E-E-T-S.com. Get this exclusive offer only at TomLovesBeats.com.
You know, I hope this is the best hour of your life. I'll tell you that. The Cripes Cast, folks.
Comedian Mary Mack.
He's noticed a very sizable increase on people off the lake coming onto our lake to fish it. You don't want everything to be popular and known about. That seems to be the way I also approach my comedy, Charlie. I think there's a theme.
Cripescast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Matt Nair on air.
Want to thank our previous guest, Bob Bonadour from the Milwaukee Planetarium. He's so knowledgeable and obviously loves what he does.
Yeah, because he gets to talk about space all the time. I'm not kidding you. I have watched videos about space and have started to cry. It's so flippin' beautiful to me.
Well, we found your birds.
Yes, space is my birds.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays at 11 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
I heard that new promo featuring Pearl and Sandy Williams talking about being influencers. Now I cannot get the vision out of my head of those two doing TikToks.
I think we should do a series of videos of Calvin teaching them how to be influencers, like teaching them how to dance.
I'm not going to say I don't dance, but I'm not a good dancer, so I don't know.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays at 11 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
It's 2024. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you live across the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Jane Matt Nair.
And I'm Greg Bach.
Join us Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon as we break down the news and share some laughs along the way.
We're talking to politicians, we're talking to community leaders, and we're talking to anyone who has a story.
And we occasionally get a visit from an umbrella cockatoo. Join Matt Nair on Air, 11 to noon.
On Mad Radio, 92.7 WMDX, 1580 AM.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's
news. America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here is Erica in Seattle. Hey, Erica, what's on your mind today?
Hey, I'm just calling about the man that was talking about how he was having trouble getting through to City Hall about fixing the road issues.
Yeah, bike lanes, and, yeah.
Right. So what I wanted to add to that is that politicians usually don't listen to just one person. So the way to deal with this is to get a lot of press attention and to team up with people and form a coalition, because they'll only answer to large numbers of people.
Right, and bring 20 people with you the next time you go to a city council meeting.
Yeah, exactly. And also writing letters to the editor is helpful as well.
Wow.
So those are the three things I would recommend, the most effective ways of getting the attention of your politicians, because it really doesn't work when you're just a solo person out there complaining about something. They just won't listen.
Good stuff, Erica. That was so common sense, and I'm embarrassed I didn't think about it at the time, but you're absolutely right. And thank you so much.
Okay.
Good talking
to you.
Thank
Bye.
You. Karen in New Orleans. Hey, Karen, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Happy Mardi Gras.
That's right. Today is Fat Tuesday, right?
Yes. Let the good times roll. This is the most beautiful weather. Everybody you see is smiling, laughing, dancing, singing, eating great food, great music. It's just New Orleans is the most happiest place on the planet today.
Yeah. Our video director, Nate, went to New Orleans 2 months ago or thereabouts, something like that, a couple months ago. Had just a wonderful time, he and some friends.
It's wonderful, but, you know, the weather you got to deal with. But,
yeah.
What I called about was I saw an interview with a Republican representative from Tennessee. I never remember his name, and I don't even remember which show I saw it on. But they asked him, and I expected a typical Republican avoidance, but the question was, well, who the hell won this loss of the immigration bill, the Republicans or the Democrats? And the guy said something that was just quick. The Chamber of Commerce won. They love undocumented, fearful, cheap labor.
Yeah, you're right.
And that, I said, wow, somebody finally told the truth.
Yep.
Anyway, if anybody wants to watch Mardi Gras, our local channel is wwltv.com.
Okay, and you can find it on the internet, I assume. Very good.
Yeah.
Karen, thank you.
Okay.
Thanks a lot. Good talking to you. Johan in Los Angeles. Hey, Johan, what's on your mind today?
You mentioned about the human stuff, the cannibalism a moment ago.
Human composting? Yes.
Yeah.
And the Idaho law?
Natural? Isn't that natural? Like, just put the body and put in the cover with the dirt?
Yeah, that's how humans always did it. We came up with these, lead-lined coffins, made of wood and all. It's kind of weird that, I would be happy to be dumped in a hole in the ground and covered up when I'm dead. You know, dust thou art, to dust returnest, to quote Longfellow.
Is she against it?
I'm not against it. I'm all in favor of human composting.
I mean, is she against it?
Oh, the woman, hang on just a second, let me get her name. Republican, yes, she's totally freaked out about it. Representative Heather Scott, the co-chair of the Freedom Caucus in Idaho. Yeah. Yeah, I think she's afraid
she knows what human is.
Yeah, well, I think she knows what human is. Yeah, there you go. I think she's afraid that some of that compost is going to be used to make the vegetables that she eats. But anyhow, Johan, thanks for the call. Gary in Detroit, Michigan. Hey, Gary, what's up?
Hey, Tom, how you doing? Long time since I talked to you.
Thank you.
Anyway, Tom, my thing is this. Why, now, it's terrible what's happening in with the Palestinian people. They're being butchered and murdered by that psychopath. Why, in the same breath, aren't we talking about Putin, Trump's best friend, and reminding people he's just as bad, if not worse, than any?
After October 7th, all the reporters basically fled Ukraine and went to Israel. And I noticed yesterday that what's his name? The main foreign correspondent for NBC News, Richard Engel.
Yeah.
He's back in Ukraine. He was on TV last night from Ukraine, and that's a good sign. We need to see a bunch of American press going back to Ukraine. I am with you, Gary. Thank you for that. Yeah. Rick in Newburgh, Oregon. Hey, Rick, what's up?
Hey, Tom. I'm first-time caller. I just wanted to refer back to Gil Durand this morning that you had on, and he was quoting George Lakoff's comment that authoritarians and particularly people who like authoritarians enjoy the comparison to Hitler. And
yes.
So it's probably not a good idea to keep harping on how similar they are, because they see him as a winner.
Well, that's a matter of statistics here, Rick. If you've got 20-30% of the population who thinks fondly of Hitler, and you talk about Trump and Hitler, and that small percentage of the population goes, oh yeah, so Trump is my guy, that might be enough to get you to win Republican primaries. But you're not going to win a general election with that. I guarantee you 50% of the American public doesn't think well of Hitler.
Yeah, that's probably true. An election can be won and lost on the margins. And so I think it's probably a good idea to say, let's vote for a winner instead of somebody who's identifying with a loser.
I think we need both.
Anyway, that's just...
We need to give people a positive reason to vote for Biden, and we also need to tell them the dangers of voting for Trump. You know, but yeah, I get your point. Rick, thank you very much.
Anyway,
thanks for the call.
Thanks a lot.
Sorry, I'm out of time. I got to run. Thanks for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow. Same time, same bat time, same bat channel. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us, and that includes you. So get out there, get active, tag, you're it. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great afternoon. We'll catch up with you tomorrow.
Listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
Drowning in IRS debt? If you can't afford to pay your IRS debt due to economic hardship, you can now be free of IRS collection efforts by taking advantage of a special IRS tax hardship program. This program allows Americans who owe the IRS to resolve their delinquent tax debt once and for all. In some cases, maybe even reducing what you owe significantly. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Simply dial 800-463-4295. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back or have years of unfiled tax returns, help is standing by. Just call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-463-4295 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-463-4295 to see if you qualify. That's 800-463-4295.
On air at 92.7 megahertz frequency modulation and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Tune into the Earl Ingram Show Wednesday at 9 a.m. for my conversation with Dr. Robert Craig,
Executive Director of Citizen Action. I'm Earl Ingram.
Earl Ingram.
My special guest is the curator and founder of Wisconsin's Black Historical Society, none other than Claiborne Benson.
I want people to know that Wisconsin has a beautiful, rich African-American history. Many people think the King celebration and all of those other kinds of things are more important. They occurred in Wisconsin as well, and we've impacted the entire nation.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. President Biden trying to cajole House Republicans into approving the Senate passage.